Now, Matt, we have a question for you, going from the Bronze Age to the Space Age.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of course, the famous words of Neil Armstrong when he stepped off the Eagle spaceship and onto the moon. But we've had Arun writing in and saying, how did they get back? We hear so much about how we get astronauts to the moon and into space. How did they get back home again?
When the Apollo missions went to the moon, which is probably still regarded as mankind's greatest achievement, they went in a multi-stage vehicle. They started off in a Saturn V rocket, the most powerful rocket known to man. And that comprised something called the Command and Service Module, which included as part of it a lunar module. And that lunar module was the thing that went down to the surface of the moon. So the Command and Service Module, or CSM, would orbit around the moon. They dumped off the lunar module with Neil and Buzz, because obviously we're on first name terms, and they landed on the moon. And then we all know what happened next.
They did the moon thing.
Unless you're a conspiracy nut, you know.
They definitely did the moon thing. So how do we get them back off the moon from there?
Well, the beautiful gold foil thing that we all know and love, which is the iconic image of people being on the moon, that's actually two parts. In total, it's called the descent module, descent stage, and that landed. And then they got back inside and the top bit blasted off. So the descent stage was actually used as a launch pad. And then you have the ascent stage, which fired propellant, and the actual propellant is hypergolic. So what basically happens is you have these two chemicals that as soon as they combine, instantly, boom, blast off. And so this thing took them back up to the Command and Service Module, and then they left lunar orbit. What's important to stress is that because the moon is so much smaller, they didn't need to have a Saturn V rocket, plus they weren't taking all that kit with them.
Right, so the gravity is lower.
It is lower. The escape velocity is five times smaller on the moon than it is on the Earth.
Margarita? So the descent module is still on the moon?
It is. Yeah.
There's a whole lot of litter that we've left up there.
We have left a terrible amount of litter.
You know, there's something now being developed called space archaeology. I think that's a prime.
Oh, really? Is that where you're going next?
The fact that there are nice artifacts up there.
There are so many objects now orbiting the Earth that people are seriously talking about starting.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lovely headline, isn't there? Footprints that no wind has ever blown away. And they are there on the moon surface from those first space
They also left really cool stuff up there. Like, so you can, there's a reflecting thing. So you can actually fire a laser and work out the distance to the moon.
Yeah, the laser goes every day, doesn't it? We know the moon is moving 2 centimetres away from the Earth every year.
Yeah.
Owing to the fact that the time it takes the light to get there and come back is stretching out.
Yeah, a little bit. And I think that's fantastic. It's still a legacy that I think we could all be proud of as humans.
Wonderful stuff.